Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. This week, another interview from our new book of love stories called All There Is. This one is the story of a setup. That's how Alexandra Budney and Stephen Ketchum first met 10 years ago. But they might have never gotten together if it weren't for a plot hatched by their parents.
My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2002. And she had just left her company, so she lost health insurance. So she had to sell her house to pay for it. She sold her house and rented your dad's house. So they found out that they both have single kids in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And they decided that we were perfect for each other.
The first time I met your mom, she came up to me and said, "It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadia. I'm going to be your future mother-in-law." The first words out of her mouth.
And we hadn't even met yet.
So
my mom invited you to dinner, and the second I found out about it, I said, "Call him up, disinvite him. You're not setting me up."
And I was pretty disappointed about that as well, because I remember my stepmother had showed me pictures, and I was like, "Wow, she's really cute. I would love to get to know her."
They had to find another way for us to meet.
They concocted this story. My father wanted me to go and help him move our stuff out of the rental property. And then your mother showed up with you, but we didn't really hit it off that first day.
My mom called you every day that week to get you to the house to help her move.
Yeah.
So we spent a week together, long, long hours. And by the end of it, we were dating.
No, your mother was diagnosed actually when we first started dating.
Yeah. We met because of her diagnosis.
Yeah. And then she passed a couple of years later, but it bonded us together because we were forced to either support each other or just move on.
Right. And when mom died, we bought the house.
You know, I think our parents, they realized that if we worked at this, we could create something beautiful.
Right. So today is our wedding day. We got married around noon in City Hall.
I don't even think I said I do. I said, of course I do, because that's how I felt. You know, I don't think I've ever been so certain about anything in my entire life.
I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
No.
I will never let you out of my grip.
That's Alexandra and Stephen Ketchum in New York City. They recorded that interview in 2008, and they tell us they still live in the same house today. You can read their story and many more in our new book, All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.